Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go to Green Bay now. Our buddy Burke Griffin joining us, the sports director for WFRV-TV, CBS 5 in Green Bay. Burke, how you doing?
Hey, Bill. How are you? I got to ask you something. Who's in charge of your bump out, your intros, your walk-up music for each segment?
Usually between Joe and I, but the majority of it, I put it together and give it to Joe, and Joe does his wonders.
All right. You know I'm a huge Rush fan, and you know generally it seems like Metallica has been there, but Fall Out Boy?
Yeah.
We're getting soft, man. We're getting soft.
I don't mind some Fall Out. The only reason I put them up there is I do like them because I had a chance to meet the band when we were at Super Bowl. So yeah. I give them a little credit.
I will say this. They are one of the last, you had the rock and roll era, you had the 90s, you had the grunge, and then there's all auto-tune and pop. So they're one of the few. They actually play instruments, so
yes.
they seem like they're a band.
Yeah. So, give me credit for that. Okay.
All right.
Well, should he or should he not play tonight, Burke?
I would say no. You know what, Bill? At this point, I think this has nothing to do with the back. This has nothing to do with Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers' relationship. I just don't think we need to see it. And if there's any question on the turf, like it was with the Hall of Fame game back in a few years back, the risk versus reward, it isn't there in my opinion. I mean, we know what Aaron Rodgers can do. Now, the offense has been a little flat, but they're playing vanilla. You know, we aren't seeing the motions, we're not seeing the jet sweeps, we're not seeing the real Matt LaFleur offense, and I think that's by design. He doesn't want to put anything out there on tape, and I wouldn't be surprised if you see a totally different deal come Thursday night, season opener in Chicago.
There's been a lot of talk about the wide receiving core, that they're deep, and it's one of the best they've had in a long time. And how do you see this wide receiving core? It's just weaponry that's going to put fear or not put fear in the eyes of the opponent.
I think, you know, I don't believe this is the Greg Jennings, James Jones, Jordy Nelson, Donald Driver, JerMichael Finley group. I think you had a little more talent at the top. You clearly have Devontae Adams, and then you have four guys who are going to be a factor. You got Marquez Valdez-Scantling, you got Geronimo, and in my opinion, you have Jake Kumerow, because he's earned the trust of Aaron Rodgers. I wouldn't be shocked if Javon Moore gets cut. I wouldn't be shocked if Trevor Davis gets cut and guys like Alan Lazard or Darius Shepherd make the squad. You've seen him, especially Lazard. I mean, he is a big man. And having that kind of target to throw to, he's been impressive so far. But it wouldn't shock me if they keep six or even possibly seven. I wouldn't put him up in that 2011 group just yet. But I think they're close, and I think you've got so much youth and speed. I mean, and speed and size kills. MVS is I think he's going to have a breakout year. I really do.
I like what he's got. I agree. I like what he's got going on. I think Geronimo Allison, healthy, is ready as well. I keep saying circle those two guys, because I just think that there's going to be some there that these guys can really have that season that a lot of us are expecting. Do you agree?
I do. I think they both can stretch the defense. I mean, you know what you get with Devontae Adams. And he's arguably top five guy. If you go across the board and you want to look at Julio Jones and the rest of the players in the league, he's a 100-catch guy, 10-touchdown guy when he's healthy. And he's shown, I mean, the hits that he's absorbed over this time and just keeps ticking. But you're right. GMO and MVS, as they like to call them, they're both tall. They both can run. They both can stretch the field. And if they both stay healthy, I mean, that's a 1-2-3 punch. That's pretty darn solid.
Do you like what defensively they're doing right now?
You know what? I do. I mean, Mike Pettine in his second year, you're going to see different wrinkles from him. I like the free agent pickups, like everyone has talked about. You got the Smith guys, the Darius and Preston. I think Adrian Amos is going to be huge in that secondary. You're going to see a significant upgrade over what we've had. And if they can stay healthy in that secondary, I mean, you never know what you're going to get with Kevin King. I mean, how long does this experiment go? Do you cut him loose if he's healthy? We know he's good when he can play. It's availability. That's the biggest thing for him. But I think a breakout season, he talks the talk and seems to walk the walk. Jair Alexander, boy, I see a huge season from him. The Oren Burks injury is the big question mark. Where do they go from there? Mm-hmm. Curtis Bolton has shined for a guy who nobody knew his name coming in. And even Ty Summers as a low-round draft pick, they've filled in nicely. But, you know, another guy who, too, it was easy to let Mike Daniels go because of Montrevious Adams' development and Tyler Lancaster coming on strong at the end of last season. Dude, those two guys are solid rocks in the middle of that defensive line.
The kicking game has been something that a lot of people are talking about. They both have been basically hitting their kicks in camp. The only hiccup I've seen was that ball that was kicked out of bounds in the first corner of the Texans game for Mason Crosby. So does Mason Crosby remain, considering that he really hasn't done anything to lose the job? Or do they just go after the extra money and keep ficking?
Boy, they've got a ficking problem there, don't they? You know what's funny? Great headline, too. I think if Crosby, if he's even 90%, let's say the calf is okay, you got to go with what you know. And Crosby has been so consistent and so good ever since he had that hiccup about 3, 4, maybe 5 years ago. I think you have to go with the veteran. That isn't make or break money. You know, when it comes to kickers and what they're making at this point, you're going to save, what, $800,000? To the Packers, that is nothing at all. I think you got to go with the old reliable if he's healthy.
Yeah, I completely agree. I don't think tonight's going to tell us a ton, maybe more negative than positive for guys that are trying to make the squad. But beyond that, it should be interesting, and then we'll talk again soon, okay?
Yeah, it's crazy. Remember when the third game used to be like, hey, we're going to see the starters for at least a half, maybe even into the third quarter?
Right.
Now nobody's playing.
Yeah.
So at some point,
I get it.
It's just another exhibition game with a bunch of guys out there, and you and I could sit down and put 50 out of the 53 on paper, and then there'll be three guys, one DB, one lineman, and one other guy who you go, oh, good for him. He made it.
Right. No, I get it. I'm not quite sure what to make of this team. I don't know how good they're going to be. I don't know how bad they're going to be, but I know that there's a lot of anticipation to see it unfold, but I think a lot of Packers fans are sitting with their arms folded right now going, show me something. There's not a lot of believers out there. There's a lot of people with their arms folded saying, show me something.
Short attention span. I mean, everyone wants to see something now. Mm-hmm. I got to see it now. And right. I believe Matt LaFleur is guarding and literally playing poker right now. Doesn't want to show anything, and I think we'll be hopefully pleasantly surprised in about 2.5 weeks.
Crossing our fingers. I'll talk to you later, Bert. Okay?
All right, bud.
See you, buddy. There you go. Bert Griffin, sports director for WFRV-TV, CBS 5 in Green Bay, joining us for a couple of minutes. You can find him at Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Griffin, on Twitter, at Burke Griffin on Twitter. Track him down there. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.